Let's hold our hands together and say, this was our Father. In the name of Jesus, we receive revelation, clarity in the written word. Our eyes behold Jesus, even as he sees us in himself. We are edified and he's glorified in our midst. Amen. Glory to God. So we're looking at the Christian faith and material wealth. Hallelujah. The Christian faith and material wealth. And this is, I guess, the seventh section, right? Right? Eight. Are you sure? Okay, the eighth section. Why are you guys one step ahead of my notes? Okay. The eighth, right? Okay, yeah, it's eight, seven, eight. Okay, this is the eighth section. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we said, we're then looking at, in this series, we'll started off looking at what the Christian faith is. We asked ourselves the question, what is the Christian faith? And then we said, the Christian faith, we actually debunk the fact that the Christian faith is not about going to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not about going to heaven. I know we have songs. See, there are even songs that I like to sing about heaven, but the Christian faith is not about going to heaven. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout with you. I like that song. Hallelujah. Where do you go? But a Christian faith is not about going to heaven. Hallelujah. Now, this young guy. Amen. Where do you go? So, we said the Christian faith is not about going to heaven. But rather, the Christian faith is what about heaven. Hallelujah. It's not about going to heaven, but it's about heaven. Heaven is in all the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like, I sang a song, so the song we sing is not, should not reflect our feelings. Sometimes we like to sing song to match our feelings. See, the human feelings can swing any day. Hope you're hearing me. The human feelings, I want to tell you, the human feelings can swing any day. Yeah? Glory to God. Can you swing anywhere? But you have control over your feelings. Hallelujah. So you don't sing what you feel. No. You sing God's word. Hallelujah. Some people like a song because of how the tune is. Some people like a song because it brings out their voice. Amen? When we all get to heaven, what a day. Woo! No! You don't think to show your voice. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Amen? You sing the reality of God's word. Hallelujah. So the reality of God's word is that the Christian faith is not about going to heaven. But it's about heaven. Hallelujah. It's about heaven, God's tax in all the earth. Amen. Glory to God. It's about God's tax in the earth. If all there is to being born again is not to go to heaven, then the day you get born again, you should have just gone there. Hallelujah. But the fact that there was no disappearance, it tells us not about going somewhere. It's about that heaven in the earth. Hallelujah. I've just disappeared. Oh, I'm born again. Pum! No, no, it's not about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not about going there, but about it on the earth. God's tax. I'm saying God's heaven will be God's tax in the earth, right? We've got will in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we say, that tax of God on the earth, it says, that is what we are, or that becomes our primary responsibility in the earth. His abode. Right?
to observe and to keep.
Abad and Shema.
So we have a responsibility, the responsibility of a priest in the earth. Have a responsibility of a priest in the earth. Carrying out God's task in all the earth. We have that responsibility. So when you read John chapter 20, for example, John chapter 20 quickly, verses 23. John 20:23. Look at what John says. He says, whosoever sins
ye remit, I remit to them. And whosoever ye retain, I retain.
You know, this is very, very vital. Because we know it's only God that forgives sins. Hallelujah. It's only God that forgives sins. It's only God. So, it's only God that forgives sins. And yet, the way John writes it, or the way John puts Jesus' words, is Jesus is giving us the task of remitting sins.
That is to say, we are carrying out his primary assignment, God's primary assignment in the earth.
So that means God's primary assignment in the earth will be carried out through the believers.
You see that? Through the believers.
That is, when the believer is on the field, his carrying out assignment is God actually doing it through him. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Forgive sins. And we say, this forgiveness of sins will be done, look at how Luke will put it, via the preaching of the gospel. Luke 24 verses 47. Says, and that repentance and remission of sins. Did it that? Be preached.
That's remission of sins. That John said, whosoever sins here remitted, he said, will be preached. So that means how we forgive sins is not by any other means, not by declaration.
Amen. It's by the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
By the preaching of the gospel. I remember years back like that, I was coming back from somewhere. Okay, coming back from work years back. That was around 2013.
So I was coming back in a rainy season like this. So I needed to pick a bus. And a car just drove by me and splashed me mud. White clothes.
And then when the guy stopped to wave, I was like forgiving him. But the guy just did it, splashed me more. I stood in the middle of it. I said, I'm on buying a car. And he drove off. And I said, God judge you. This thing
will remember the unjudgment.
I will not forgive it. I was never saying I forgive it, but I retain this one. That's not what Jesus asked you to do. It was not by declaration. Or it's not by declaration.
It's by preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Okay, is that the preaching of the gospel that
our sins are forgiven? Hope you're following me. Amen. Amen. Very vital. You know, when I tell you things like this,
do I teach you? You know, I had a conversation with some people in the office some days back, and they were actually saying some funny things. Like, I told them I'm not going to talk to them. Like, no, you pastors, you don't like when they believe in young. No, pastor, you just say, call a spade. If someone is not a man of God, let's say it. This is a fake prophet, let's say it. I said, see, mind your church. I said to them, I said, mind your job. They said, no, you are protecting. You have to say the truth so that they don't use your church member. I said, see, you come to my church and you begin to say, where is your calabash? Everybody begins to laugh. <laughs> You know what they are? They say, where is your calabash? Where is your, you know, you begin to laugh. I give you, I want to give you the power to forgive and to scatter sins. You know, you just be laughing.
Amen.
And then, why is this my children? I think I've done such a way that even me, I can't come to teach them nonsense tomorrow.
Amen. Look at the way we open scriptures. Amen. I can't even come. I can't use my church members. I can't use them to wash plates. But that's where they are taught the word of God. The way they are taught. Amen. And I said, you know why? I said all these things to you. He said, why? I said, mind your church. Mind the pastor, what the pastor is teaching you. Grow in your church. Leave all that. Are you trying to say, you know that, are you trying to say there's no false prophet? I said, mind your work. Just very simple, because you are learning.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, I'm busy. A lot of people are busy.
Are less busy. You know, what keeps us busy is God starts in the earth. It's not whether you go to work Monday to Sunday, if there's a day after Sunday you go to work. That doesn't mean you're busy. You are busy in God's task. Hallelujah. And in God's task, is God's forgiveness of sins handed over to you via the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Preaching of the gospel. Mark puts it that way. Preach the gospel.
Hallelujah. He that believes
and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16:15-17. He that believes not shall be damned, and this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name don't cast out devils. So we have a responsibility. Not just to go ahead preaching, also to raise the disciples via preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Mark 16:28. Make disciples of every nation. Make disciples. Disciples means you're going to be responsible for them. A believer who doesn't have people he or she is discipling is an irresponsible believer. So how do we define irresponsible men and women? Irresponsibility is not whether you have a job or you don't have a job. Irresponsibility first is how you are handling the gospel. How are you handling the gospel?
How are you handling God's task in the earth?
That shows whether you are responsible or you are irresponsible.
That is how is that?
That is the fruit of irresponsibility.
Amen?
That is it. How are you handling the gospel? How many souls are you following up? Some people moved away from following up people. Now they are now being followed up. And you think you are growing. You think it's good. No, it's not healthy. Probably everybody. It's not healthy.
You are not wise. You are not being wise. You are not being discerning. Hallelujah. You have the responsibility. Is that when you work in an organization and you are not able to achieve your to-do? Is that when you shouldn't be comfortable? I know you are not comfortable not doing your to-do. Is that when you shouldn't be comfortable? When you are a believer who you are not, when you are a believer you are not overseeing people. You are not discipling men. You shouldn't be comfortable.
Hallelujah. You shouldn't be. You have, so you want to have a prayer, you want to pray, you have nobody to pray for. You are irresponsible. You have no reason to pray. You want to pray and say, oh God, I pray for believers worldwide. Are you okay? Are you a pastor worldwide? There's nothing like that in scriptures. You want to be specific. Paul will say, my little children, whom I travail for. Did you see that? He said, yeah, and he was specific to the church at Galatia. Say, for this cause, since I heard of you, of your love, they say, cease not to pray for you. Specific. Did you see that? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You must be specific. He said, I bow my knee to the Father of glory, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. That he may grant unto you specific people. Ephesians. Specific people. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 4, verse 7. He spoke about Epaphras. Amen. Amen. Specific. If Epaphras prayed specifically. So you have nobody you pray for. You have nobody you pray for. So you are irresponsible. Because the primary role listed of the believers is to win souls. And in understanding that role, you understand that prayer comes first. Did you see that? Amen. Prayer comes first. Oh, I'm not teaching you prayer today, so we're going to deal with that on Sunday. Hallelujah. Prayer comes first. So a believer who is not praying, that believer is not responsible. Also put it like this, a believer who is not discipling anybody has no body to labor for. That's a responsibility. All your souls in the body of Christ have gone in a week. And you are doing nothing about it. And you know what? Satan will not keep you busy. You think you're not busy. You're not working with 10 computers at a time. They are not doing content creation. If content creation is not the gospel. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. Is it good to do it? Yes, it's good. But it shouldn't take away the first place. We're going to see that we saw that last time. Hallelujah. So we'll be done looking at some few things. First of all, so that means, first of all, that forgiveness of sins is what we preach, right? It's a message. Hallelujah. So we're now looking at the place of material wealth, material prosperity, and the Christian faith. And the Christian faith. So we say material prosperity is gotten by human endeavors. We saw that from scriptures. Hallelujah. We saw that from scriptures. It's gotten by human endeavors. And we said scripture recognized the fact that it could be legal or illegal. Right? Right? Yeah, how? Which could be legal or illegal? Hallelujah. But we are told from God's word not to acquire material possessions via illegal means. Hallelujah. But are there people who got it via illegal means? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I would say Jesus and the apostles actually attest to that fact, that material possession is gotten via human endeavors. Glory to God. And we said, but what they want concerning is not allowing, is that you should not allow the material possessions to have you. Did you see that? Not to allow it to have you. Jesus will warn about covetousness. Don't be covetous. Covetous. Hallelujah. Amen. Scripture is so strong. There's only one time in scripture that we are told to be covetous. Look at it. There's only one time we are told to be covetous in scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. And what did Paul say we should be covetous of? The things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Covet NSC. Hallelujah. We are told to be covetous only things of the Spirit. But when it comes to material things, we are told not to be covetous as regards material things. Hallelujah. Not to allow it to have you. Glory to God. So last week, we say we're answering some questions. A bit we're going to deviate from those questions today, but we'll get back to them next week. We're going to deviate a bit. We said, does God make people rich?
What?
Does God make people rich? That's a very strong question. Well, we'll be able to answer it, that material possessions comes from human endeavors, right? And then I showed you when you say it's Lord that leaded you to prosper. Or to profit rather, not prosper, but to profit. We saw what that means. We're going to see it again as we go into the teaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So is there anything like miracle or miracle in terms of material possession? Right? Miracles in terms of material possession, or what you call miracle money also. There's like miracle money. Miracle money. And I promise to give us personal details about this.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lots of personal details about these things.
Oh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So how do we handle what we call miracles in terms of material possession? Can they happen? Can they happen? Is it possible? Well, also, we said we're going to answer questions also on does God meet our needs? On how does God meet our needs? And we said, I gave us a part where I said, it will be a foolish Christian who will trust God for salvation and will not trust God for his needs to be met. Or our needs to be met. God bless you. Very good. Okay, let's continue. So, in answering those questions, we looked at some things last week. Matthew 7, right? Right? I would say what God gives is the Spirit. Did we see that? What does God give? Primarily, God gives the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God gives the Spirit. So look at Matthew 6:24. Where he said, you can't serve God and mammon. Matthew 6:24.
He says, you can't serve two masters. Say, for either you hate one and love the other, or else you hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and mammon. So when I told us that what it means is that God and mammon can't dominate your thoughts at the same time. That's what it means. It says either you love one, agapao, that's religion, agapao, who esteem above. Amen. They are just love them together equally. It's not true. Hallelujah. It's not true. You love one above the other. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when you get to verse 33 and it says, you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Stop. Look at 26. 27. Say, for which of you, taking thought, can add one cubit to your stature? Did you see that? So it now says, you seek first the kingdom of God. Some people have put it this way. Some people use it to preach the gospel. Is it, are you looking for money? Do you want to be rich? You want to work in oil companies? You want to eat the good of the land? That's Dixon's verse scripture. You want to eat the good of the land? And the thought is like, you don't have to eat the good of the land. You run to Santos to eat the good of the land. You have to eat the good of the land. Say, get born again first. Dixon likes that someone. He said, we are the happening people. Yeah, we are really the happening people. Amen. Glory to God. It says, you get born again first. When you get born again, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added. That man gets born again, and for 10 years, no job. He will get frustrated. He says, no. It is not, you are not giving seed. You know, when you get born again, there are principles to this thing.
You are easy.
There are principles.
So you just see.
President
Han went to borrow money from
Carbon. Then gave you seed. They're not looking for him up and down. And the job did not come. Now said no. You know when you plant a seed?
When you plant a seed, you keep watering it.
Then he looks for borrow money. Keep watering the seed.
No examination.
Well, speak the word. You know, when you give the seed, you speak the word.
When he starts doing that, speak,
you are a scopy.
You are a scope. He says, no, you know some grounds are hard ground. So what do? You keep pouring water. They keep pouring water.
No. He said, when I'm being another scripture, concussion. Say, when the
cloud be full of rain,
how often have you deposited into the bank of heaven?
I love how a dear man of God will call you. That's Pastor Daniel. I said, no, there is seed. You know that.
You bank of heaven. You are depositing. Say, when the cloud is full of rain, it will empty itself on your feet.
Your seat for job. But you know what? Throw your eyes to it. They now meet an agent to give you job. They, you know, those agents can be very, very stupid. So now tell you executive trainee. Minimum at least 50,000. They are doing a good job, executive trainee. You now meet them, executive trainee. You now pay them to give you job for executive trainee, 50,000. You don't help you, and say, do not take you to a job stand. There they are doing phone booth. They ask you to phone or POS. That's executive training.
But you know, you'll not be thinking, but what God, then you not put it into prayer. Oh God, you promised me. It's not God that promised you. It's not that preacher that promised you. God, you promised that we eat the good of the land. Lord, is this the good? You know, speak of UK, Japan, is it the good?
No.
Amen.
See, but the Bible says all these things shall be added. I told you last week that that is a syntax error, right? Yeah, that is a syntax error. It actually implies you should seek. Now, remember we used the word seek there means to have something dominate your mind, right?
To dominate your mind. Watch this. Go to the verse before, verse 32.
Watch this, 32. It says, therefore, after all these things, do the Gentiles seek. You see that? Hallelujah. Your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. Watch the difference.
He didn't say, your Heavenly Father knows that you seek these things. No. Who seek it? The Gentiles seek material things and things like that, right? But he says, no. That's not what you seek for.
Hallelujah.
He now says that what you should seek for is seek ye first the kingdom. Now when you use the word first there, is the word profound. That is order. You seek ye first the kingdom.
Order.
So that means seek there is what dominates your mind. So what should dominate your mind is God's kingdom.
Hallelujah. God's kingdom.
Getting them saved. Abba the Shema.
The Christian faith should fill your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How to win souls. Pray should fill your mind. Glory to God. You fill your mind with God's word. You fill your mind with the things of the Spirit. You fill your mind with the kingdom of God. That's what it means.
That should dominate your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he calls it his righteousness. Glory to God. Then that says, and all these things, right? Hallelujah. Then other things shall be added. So when he uses that word, and the kingdom, he says, if you say then these things will happen, no. He says,
and all other things too, you will get. Oh. Now what it means is that what should dominate your mind should be the kingdom, right? Then those things you have need for, you will still get them. Is that they get out sick then?
Oh, you see that? They get out sick then, but you have need of them.
So that means whether you born again or not, you will still have it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's just time and chance. You will get it. Glory to God.
But you know what? What you should seek is not what the Gentiles seek. What you should seek is God's work done in the earth. God's work in the earth. I should dominate your heart. Dominate your mind. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. So is it good for you to look for get material things? Yes.
You know you have need of them?
The Father knows you've got need of them too. But
what should dominate your mind is the kingdom. You have need of them. Hallelujah. So do you think it changes the narrative? You should not speak after it, but you have need of it. Did you see that?
Amen.
Amen. You have need. You want to pay a bill? You have need. But what you should seek is the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Okay, let's see a few other things. So that means you go, is it good for a Christian to have need for good things? Yes. Have need to wear good clothes? Yes. To wear good things? Yes. But it shouldn't dominate your mind. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Glory to God. Why? We said the material things doesn't endure forever.
Never forget that. We're going to see something shortly. Material things, material possessions, the things that you have, they don't endure forever.
They do not endure forever. And many a times believers need to be reminded of this, that they do not endure forever. You need to be reminded of the time, that they do not endure forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Abraham with all the material possession that he has. When you get to the book of book of Ephesians, all he was remembered for was faith. I say, by faith Abraham. Didn't that? By faith Abraham. Hallelujah. By faith. There was, wasn't weak in faith, Paul in Romans. Hallelujah. So faith was what he was remembered for. Not the amount of men that he had. Not the amount of possession that he had. So that means possessions will always go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We saw the example of the rich man who said, my barn shall be full. I will bring down my barn. I will raise up a bigger one. He was looking at the wrong thing. Hallelujah. He was looking at the wrong thing. Greed had filled his heart. He was looking at the wrong thing. The child of God mustn't look at the wrong thing. The right thing to look at is God's word. The right thing to put your eyes on is the kingdom. To put your eyes on the kingdom. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Material things are man's possession. Are man-made. Hallelujah. They are man-made. Man-made. Are gotten through the works of our hands. The works of our hands. Paul admitted that. In Acts 20 verse 34. I guess we saw this last week. Acts 20 34. You see this? It says, Yea yourself know that these hands minister to my necessities and to them that were with me. Did you see that? Paul admitted. He said, these hands, his hands. I didn't say he labored. That's what Paul is saying. He labored. Hallelujah. Look at verse 35. He says, I have shown you all things, how that so labor ye ought to support the weak. And to remember the words of our Lord Jesus, it's more blessed to give than to receive. So laboring. Did you see that? Laboring. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the believer must walk with his hands. For what?
See some people, they say, God has called me to ministry.
Someone once asked me, saw me in the office one time. Was it in the office? No. A dear colleague of mine. So we had a conversation, he now asked me a question. He now said, when are we going to move from part-time ministry to full-time ministry? I said, what do you mean? What do you mean? He said, no. Where will just be ministry alone? I said, I'm a full-time ministry. He said, but you are working, no? Full-time ministry is going to do your work. Are you working? So he said, no, that is Papa. I said, no, you're missing. Ministry itself is full-time. That necessitated GPLR teaching. I've heard it from several people say such things. But when you say that, no, I have to correct it. Say no. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to move to full-time ministry. So you see a young guy, just started to work on ministry. Say, why are you not working? Say, no, I'm not working. The Bible says, a laborer is worthy of his wages, so I eat from church.
You're not ready.
I eat from church. Someone saw me some weeks back. I said, you know, smart, you have multi stream of income. And then my only sort of income got closed last 2 weeks. Another sort of income passed. My multiple sort of income got closed last 2 weeks. Say, how do you mean? I said, Paris Gold has closed. So I have one sort of income now. what do you mean of that? So you have multiple sources of income. And you know, you are a banker. You are a pastor. What do you mean of that? I don't laugh as a pastor. God, I don't laugh.
You know, church pays you for up to a million there. I think she does really need God.
Maybe I'll just stop this in a gunpoint. Just collect a car.
That's nonsense.
Or I'll just go to MD's house. You don't used to use blue lights. Yeah. How about that? How can you be using blue lights and wear a Chelsea fan? He's an hypocrite. Oh, you put blue lights for...
for the angel of the world.
The person that is laughing doesn't even understand the angel of the Lord. You know who the angel of the Lord is? Hallelujah. The angel always comes with cake. Why are you finding yourself? Are you hot? Are you feeling hot?
Amen. Amen.
So let's go ahead. Glory to God. No. Somebody else at the ministry and he's sitting at home. I know someone like that. Funny enough, what I taught this person when I was in Enugu. The word of God. I know I taught him to walk. But all of a sudden the person is, you remember? It's November.
Have it. Children have it. That children have it. Who will give the children money for the harvest? The parents. You have it. Who will give the children money? I don't have it. Family have it.
All have it. We're not crowning all with bazaar. Bring it. First fruit. Come on. Hey, man. No. We're taught to walk. Paul walked. Hope you are saying that. Amen. Glory to God. For what? In Acts 18, we saw that Paul was a tent maker. Was a tent maker. So he was working. Amen. Glory to God. Was a tent maker. Not just Paul. Paul now admonished us in Ephesians. Something we need to see, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28, that we should walk. Ephesians 4, 28. Look at verse 28. It says, let him that stole steal no more. Amen. But rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which are good, that he may have to give him that is needy. Did you see that? Working with his hands. You see that? So a believer should walk. Okay, yeah, okay. So I'm just done with school. Secondary school. I'm waiting to get into the university. Can I walk? Yes, you can. Get busy. Hallelujah. Don't say, no, I want to start working when I'm done with university. No, get busy. I said that a whole lot. When I was done with secondary school, I was working. Got into the university, I got busy too. I was repairing laptops. I learned to repair laptops before the university. I was repairing laptops. I was then called and I started a company in school without a CS called LaserSoft. I repairing laptops, repairing systems, doing configuration. One of the best in school. There were people that became competitors, but they fell at my feet. Because I had, then, for me to use it, I wouldn't have the latest configuration, latest. I always get it done for you. I was a praying sister. I was getting the money. Amen. I was working. Learn to do it. Hallelujah. Better get your hand busy. I tell someone, learn a trade. Learn your hand work. It's vital. But can I learn mechanic? Yes, do. You can. Learn a trade. Hallelujah. Get yourself busy. Get yourself busy. Hallelujah. How are you following me? Get busy. Glory to God. Now, what is Yahweh? Yahweh said 28. So, he said, let him that steal no more. So, that means Paul acknowledges by that, saying that let him that steal no more, shows you that he knew, or you are claiming that people get rich by stealing. So let him that steal no more. Rather, let him labor. Did you see that? So you can get rich by stealing. Yeah, but no. He warned that you don't get rich the wrong way. That's what he's saying. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to do the right things. Hallelujah. So let him labor with his hands. Mark that. Let him labor with his hands. Let him steal no more. Walking with his hands. Hallelujah. So, stealing is not the way of life. It is not. In 2 Thessalonians 3, quickly. 2 Thessalonians 3. Verses 8. Look at it. It says, neither did we eat any man's bread. What is? Neither did we eat any man's bread. For not. He said, but what with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. You see that? Even when we were with you, this will command you, that if any would not walk, neither should he eat. You see that? Then that calls those who do not walk, he said they walk disorderly, verse 11. Call them busybodies. Did you see
what happens when you don't walk? Disorderly. The believer doesn't do anything. He becomes a busybody.
So he gets busy. Hallelujah. In that Ephesians we read, you walk not just to meet your own needs, but to meet needs. Do you see that?
Hallelujah.
That he may be able to give to them that is needy.
Ephesians 4:28, needy.
So you walk not just for your stomach alone, but to meet needs. And the need is not just your need. Not just your need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. So, he thought that a man that doesn't walk shouldn't eat. Shouldn't eat. So we discover that somebody is not walking and he has refused to walk. I'm telling you, sir, if you should help me contribute money, nobody is going to do. Because you must walk. Hallelujah. Amen. So that means a believer should not be lazy.
What are you doing all day? I'm just speaking in tongues. You walk? No. I've been praying for the body of Christ. Who are you?
I've been praying for the body of Christ. No. You must walk. Hallelujah. So, scripture teaches us not to be lazy. Rather, we should be industrious. And not to be greedy. That's why I say you meet needs. It's like you meet needs. Don't be greedy. Hallelujah. Let him that steal no more. Meaning, in working, you should not be dishonest. Should not be dishonest. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Corinthians 4:12. Paul. 1 Corinthians 4:12. It says, and laboring, working with our own hands, being reviled with blessed, being persecuted with suffice. You see that? It says, being defamed, we entreat, we are made as a filthy of the world, and at the offscouring of all things unto this day. You see that? So he said, and in labor, you see, working with our own hands. So Paul gives that very strong instruction as regards believers and material wealth. And he points out that the believer should labor. Labor. The believer will have to work. Work! Not any work. Honest work. Amen. Amen. So, don't go through an easy, or put it this way, not a quick and easy way to prosper. Look for quick way, sharp, cut corner. No, not by cutting corner. Hallelujah. Amen. Get there the right way. Hallelujah. You work. Someone was explaining how some people do. Those people are doing again 2K. And you just send it to, they look at their contacts on WhatsApp. I use 200 naira to call 100 people. Let them just send me 2,000. I do it every week and 20 people respond every week. 20, 20 people. 2,000 times 20.
That's 40k. That's someone's salary. Although we now turned it to. I have someone in my company who sends me 3k clip every week. And I guess that's what the person is doing. Every week. The person forgets that. So maybe I've added me to a broadcast list. Just bombard it, boom, with account number. Boom, with account number. What kind of life is that? Every week. The person can say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to do it in 2 days' time. So, 2 days' time. Those who know me, I can watch. Let me be reserved. I do that a whole lot. Let me be reserved. Let me watch. Let me say, just be reserved. The next week, the same format of message, bam. A week after, bam. I just say, ah, thank you. Thank you. Because I'm sorry. Some people do that.
Lazy. Scammer. Be honest. Hallelujah. Someone was sharing with me before I joined the group of one of our classmates that is in secondary school. I can share it to you. That scammed almost everybody in the group before I joined. We're trying to help him. Today we come with a father that is having heart challenge. People contribute money. So that was why the time I came in and we had an urgent need to raise money in the group, nobody could. Everybody was scared. So everybody, I thought everybody was quiet. But I raised it up. I said, no. This guy is late. Let's raise money for him. And I said, I'm going to be in charge. Don't worry. And everybody that pays money to me and sends me receipt will tell me, thank you for what you do for us. I said, yes, everybody that did. So it was later than I discovered that somebody had scammed them. So people no longer trust anybody in the group that I don't. How about it's good to have a good name? Have a good reputation. Reputation, man. Very serious. It took everybody, your classmates. He said one time was having somebody sent him 600k. Ah! When I heard that, I said, you would like to send it to me. I will use it where I will pay you people. 600k! Ah! And he scammed them life. Life and die life. I was like, okay, please let's bring him back. He said, no, no, no. He said, no, it's not our sex. We've complicated it.
And this is when I went to General Old School Boys Alumni Group. And I said, I found a new family.
And I said, this guy is stupid. I'm really trying to help you, beg. And you are there saying, I found a new family. He just poured a fire inside you. Just poured petrol inside the whole fire. Everybody said, please, please, it's no longer assets. I'm serious. Everybody unanimously agreed that it's no longer assets. I'm serious. So good name. So you must label. Hope I hear you. You must label. Label with your hands. Glory to God. And you have to be honest. You know, even Paul teaches that in a master and servant relationship. He said, no, we are no longer master and servant. There is. You are working for Crusader. You are working for Everso. You are working for Penicillin. Don't mind me. Just using names. Penicillin is the master. You are the servant. Simple. Say, no, I refuse to be a servant. I did not pay your salary on the 27th. You are a servant. Yeah, servant Oshi. A big servant. A big servant. Say no! I'm at the head. Imagine. Where's that your name again? Wisdom. Yeah. Amen. The Lord's army. He's here and you are working in his company and I say, no, I refuse to be a servant, I'm the master.
You sack him. See, that's money. You're sacking. You are who want to be sharing job. Hallelujah.
The Bible teaches us how to conduct ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Even to be honest, you can't say, you know, Paul warned that you should be
you shouldn't rob the master because you are a brother.
Hallelujah. The master is a brother in church. You want to now play the person. To not run fast one. No, that don't worry, we'll pray it out in tongues. What nonsense is that? I'll sack you.
Some people now use church. I have a company and I employed you. And I was like, have you done that thing? Sorry, sir. I was listening to you, sir. How?
No, I have study group assignments. I'm listening to you, sir.
You will be back. Amen. We need to get the job done. I need profit. Tell him that if he are listening to you, that will pay your salary. Don't worry. Don't worry, I'm saying that. I say I'm listening to me. I'm listening to my message. Don't worry, let me. And you know, you are listening to that 30-minute sermon. 1 hour sermon. Don't worry. On payday, I will listen to GPL and sermon. I am listening to someone. I'm listening to me, sir. Let's do ourselves. We'll know who will cry.
Sir, you know, no. After this day, I listen to last year. Don't worry.
You have to be wise. How far you not saved the money, sir? Money will come. Sorry, sir. My pastor. You know, you have my pastor, Pastor Wisdom, sir. Give me study. I want to listen to it quickly, sir.
And sir, to be sincere, you see, I'm listening to. I'm not listening to any other person. It's you, sir.
Don't worry. You go home and listen to me.
No, don't do that. Don't try to play smart. Walk. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, my former MD said he visited one of the branches where. Okay, the branch where I worked then, but before I joined, and he sacked everybody in the branch. How? He got to the branch and he discovered that the branch manager was making pap in the office, was standing pap.
What's going on here? I'm standing pap. And they were not making profit.
See, they were not. If they were making profit, you say maybe this is the part that is producing the money.
Amen. You know, if they were making profit, for example, you would say, ah,
is this what they're giving you this money? Let me drink the part too. Tell us, man. For example, you're at the office. What are you supposed to be doing office work?
You are turning part.
Get there. He just called the HR. He sacked everybody in the bank. Everybody. He says it's wicked. How can you say it's wicked? You are making loss. And you are turning back. No, think about it now.
Some people are just funny. You think it's local government job? Bank. You are turning back.
You're making profit, you know, you sit and say, okay, you know what? If you leave me, let me drink it, I will make more profit.
Why did you call it? Sorry, sir, I was doing prayer chain. I don't understand.
You know what? Don't worry. Continue your prayer chain for the whole day. And take this letter.
What's so sad? A member of the church, I was sad.
Not that you don't see that.
Remember, I used to give my seed. Amen. Amen. You mustn't defraud one another. Hallelujah. You must have the right attitude. You read that in Ephesians 5, Ephesians 6, 5 to 6, 1 Peter 2, 18. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Hallelujah. Let's see something in 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
No, I told us, yeah, I have questions to answer, but this becomes very pressing for us to look at tonight.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 7. You know, Paul also warned, in your chase for material things,
it's good. You think you don't like money, give me your money, I'll help you handle it well. He said, no, it's heavenly race.
material things. No, it's carnal. Give me, I'm your pastor. Trust me with it. I'll give you in eternal life.
Trust me?
You are go? Don't be stupid. But in your chase of material things, we are told from God's Spirit to put caution. You must be cautious.
So people now make it. Is it not the same thing?
Amen. What do they call this? They call them
this people that walk. I'm
a career man. Career woman. Career.
They tell you, you walk 8 to 5, you walk 8 to 12 midnight. Why? Because you want to get overtime.
Yes. I'm not saying you shouldn't be hardworking, but come on. Understand things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at 1 Corinthians 7:29. It says, But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remained that both they that have wives be as though they have none. It's not saying you should now start behaving single, no. And they that weep as though they wept not. And they that rejoice as though they rejoice not. And they that buy as though they possess not. The reason that they that buy, that means those who acquire things as though they possess not. Why? What is Paul saying? Hallelujah. He says, and they that use this word as not abusing it, for the fashion of this word passeth away.
Watch that. He says, so the focus is on what? Hallelujah. You know what the word, the time is short.
Let's look at that word, the time is short there. That word short there is the word sostelo. S-U-S-T-E-L-L-O. Sostelo. A word they use for winding up. When something is winding up. You find it in Acts 5 verse 6. When something is winding up. Hallelujah. So when he uses the word the time is short, he simply means that the time is not, that time is not given forever. Did that? Time is not given forever. The time is short. That means you need to redeem the time. You need to be wise. Time is short. Time is not forever. Time is not forever. The time is short. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, when you say the time is short and you're using it and it's bringing forth activities, is making you see that you cut activities. Don't give everything, or do not give all your time, everything to activities. Hallelujah. Amen. Like to marriage or every other thing. Not saying you shouldn't put your heart in your marriage though. He says don't give it. Some people, when the way they treat their spouse or the marriage is as if everything should just sustain. Amen. I'm going to bring up something that nobody understands the import. Nobody here understands except some people, except pastors. Amen. Are you going to go by road? Say no, don't you know? I am now a father. You have put everything.
You cannot look at that way. You know that.
Everything. My wife said, my husband said, I cannot do evangelism because of I'm not a father.
Ha!
Study the scripture. You know, whenever I want to study, my children will not scatter the whole place. Hey. No. Hallelujah. So we will now use marriage as an excuse not to do the work of ministry.
Watch it. Hope you hear me. Oh God. I cracked a joke that nobody knows except some few people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Also natural things too. Some people place so much emphasis on natural things. Some people on acquisitions. On acquisitions. Before metaverse is out, you have metaverse. About the God to say, no, let me acquire. No. Hallelujah. So very soon you begin to hear the heaven is actually metaverse. You will not hear it. That means I'm not in this world.
I'm telling you. People say, did you know? In the middle of fire, how did this happen? You will not renew your life in the afterlife. Come on. No one is better than that.
Ask MD, he's already acquiring a private jet in dream world. It's actually dream world. They just brought your dream to reality.
Hey, tell me metaverse, your dream. You know, remember you would sleep and dream you are flying, you are a Superman, you are Batgirl, you are driving on. you even dream that you are now Hawk. You are not jumping.
You don't need to dream again. What they are saying, you don't need to dream all those your useless dreams. Now have it, is now with you. Even opening your eyes is with you. Don't. Amen. Glory to God. So, you know, now look at what he says there. You don't treat those things as though your life is so dependent, your essence of living is on them. No. Hallelujah. You know, it's very vital because lack of proper understanding of this instruction is what makes believers to get so worried or begin to worry. Believers get into distrust when they lose things in the natural. Sometimes when you lose things natural, they feel so they get into depression. So into depression. Why? Because your heart has been vested in this. Some people, when they lose money, they lose money, they go out of it. They lost money. You lose money in pink coin, money for plantain. You feel like the world should come down. I didn't know people who have lost their houses. I know someone who bought a Mercedes. No, sorry, I saw a Mercedes-Benz 2019 model bumped in a video. No, it's 2019 model. Mercedes-Benz. Over 39, 40, 50 million. Fire! Burn to ashes. I bet he did not hang himself. Without insurance. You know that kind of insurance? You don't have insurance. The insurance company will pay like after 10 years.
Okay, can you pay?
On the writer. He will start overwriting. 3 million. Not a joke. You are not lose money. You are not heartbroken. And that pastor is the envy. And he crashed. Your life. So what is my faith? No. You're treating money. You are not handling money well. So when you see a believer does do that, because he lost money. Because he lost some people job. They lost their job. They started drinking. Job. The money you should use to now sustain yourself before you get another and now went to drink. They start to tell me to go home and sleep on the pillow. Not a joke. I'm not telling you it has happened to me. I lost my job. I came back home. I had to sleep on the pillow. Sleep well. Which came back?
They went to a bar to go and drink away your sorrow.
How?
Sleep well. Sleep and dream you have another job. Yes, understand. Dream and then you have another job. Wake up to reality. Yes. Rather than drinking. Now lose your job. And be, where's my God? Oh God, where are you? I've seen someone whose container sank. Another person, when they close border, you are able to send his container through Cotonou. Now you will not beat. Now you can beat ports and whatever. Now send through Cotonou. Now was going 2015. They now close border. And was owing bank money. All the money in his life was in the border, and he couldn't cross. To now take it back from Cotonou back again will cost him millions of naira. To take it back to port. The million of naira he doesn't have. Bank is dragging him. He kept his cool. He didn't die. Believer. Container. You're not like Joe. God give it and God take it. You're not like Joe. Yes, now. And they will go. But like Job will not cause God. But God give it. God take it. No! Hallelujah! No! Glory to God. Glory to God. Now she says, what is happening to me has happened to Job. So Job said, I will not cause God. Let me not cause God.
But God give it and God take it. That is in itself a cause. You don't know. That's nonsense.
Yeah? Now go and hang yourself, a believer. The pastor in depression. Better come out of it. Come out of it. What is that? I'm in depression. A child of God, depression. You are not rejoicing. Rejoice. Hallelujah. A believer can have depression. Why? Over natural things. What's the problem? What's the problem? It shows you place natural things above the gospel. Hallelujah. Natural things. We're going to see something as we close now. Hallelujah. Are you following me? It doesn't last. The things, the natural things doesn't last forever. Look at 29. It says, It says, he that weep as though they weep not. This is that. You must understand that fact. You must understand that fact. That is, natural things don't always last forever. They don't last forever. Glory to God. When you lose things and you get so worried, get into depression, shows you have hope in them. It shows you are serving mammon. You are serving things, not God. Hope you are hearing me. Hallelujah. So, it says, when look at what it says in verse 30, it says, as though they weep not, right? And they rejoice as though they rejoice not, and they that buy as though they possess. Now when he used those things, it shows that you, that you shouldn't worry about things. You shouldn't worry about things. Hallelujah. Verse 31. It says, he that uses this word. Watch that. He that uses this word. When you use that word to use, they that use, is the word in the Greek, charomai. C-H-R-A-O-M-A-I. Charomai. It implies to take advantage of something. So when it used that, they that use this word is referring to they that take advantage of the things of the world, of this world. There are people who take advantage of the things of this world. Hallelujah. We're going to see that. We all do many times. Hallelujah. Many times. Take advantage of this. You take advantage of technology. Take advantage. Hallelujah. Amen. Take advantage of education, technology, science, commerce. Amen. Or even positions. MD, CEO, managers, leaders in offices, in businesses, and the likes. Hallelujah. It says, not as not abusing it. So when he uses that word as not abusing it there, it means that they must not abuse it. You mustn't abuse position. You mustn't abuse the use of things, signs. Some people abuse it. Some people abuse it. Your phone become your demigod. Your job become your demigod. Your demigod. They just made you manager yesterday. Today you are giving everybody credit. You just came out from NDA today, bam, you go to your unit, everybody is serving punishment. The champion, the conqueror, the lion has scored. Everybody will buy jobs. You don't stand. Everybody, rock jump. You don't stand. As you, commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Hallelujah. Just flying up, pilot officer. People are already buying jobs. They've not humbled you. Amen. Glory to God. You just bought car. You're not driving and splashing everybody water. Notice me. Continue. Glory to God. He said, do not abuse it. Do not abuse it. Do not abuse positions. Say, you know, don't abuse positions. Don't. I know, I said I was never going to do it. I've seen people who become leaders, lead people, managers and the like. I'm saying it because many of us are going to rise to those ranks in our places, probably in your business. Never be foul. Some people think is an act of showing you are the boss. You have a visitor, you are rubbishing the people under you in front of the visitor. That's wrong. Stay out of it. Nothing makes you powerful. It makes you dumb. You are doing that to your downline when I'm there. I just see that you are dumb. You are weak. You don't do that. You should appreciate them more when people are there. Hallelujah. Now people will know that you are now being made leader of a department in church. On the road, now people don't know that I'm a leader. No, why are you not in church? What is that? You have any leader yesterday? You know about labor, you know about prayer. You know when you know that you are a leader, when you are beginning to pray for that. Amen? Yeah, you know, pray like this is God I said. His friends are leaders, they are beginning to pray like this. So you pray. And then I'm giving him open to you. In front of blessed, not on the road. Open to you, not on the road. What is this? You know you make them move? Shako. You know you got Shako.
Amen. Don't do that. Hallelujah.
He repeats it in 1 Corinthians 9. That we should have 1 Corinthians 9, verses 12 and 15. He repeats it. You mustn't use. Look at what he says. If others be partakers of this power over you, I will not rather. I say, nevertheless, we have not used this power. This is that, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. 15. But I have used none of these things. Neither have I written these things, that it might should be done unto me. For it were better for me to die than that man should make my glorying void. He's talking about his position as their pastor. You are in a place, you want to introduce yourself because you are now the leader or pastor of Ambra. You say, good afternoon.
My name is Ivy. That's my boy. My disciple, my life. I need to pass. So if you go, oh, this brother, you have to see whether that was really follow. Now you are the vendor. Who sent you?
And some people, somebody just discovered, one of my friends, I will talk all the time, just discovered I was a pastor last week. She now dotted all the daughters, said, ah, no wonder you told me you were going to church, you're not going to be online one Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that you were praying. That was during prayer. She said, oh, see a pastor. That was when I didn't know that they put senior pastor. And I'm doing senior pastor. I was wondering, this is no senior pastor. And then you think that you make that law. Senior pastor. Yeah, the senior pastor. And then, bro, I said, please. Senior pastor. Yeah. I'm like, wow. He said, no wonder. She said, he said, no wonder. You are praying. You're always. You with her. Now I can connect it. You have told me from the one that you are. I'm not a brother. No wonder you go to scripture and talk to me, tell me scripture, tell me to pray. Now I can see it. I just told you I just want one brother. Say,
That is just it. I don't need to put it on my head. You know?
My name is Sandra. I'm Pastor Smart.
The person will know by himself and by your character that you have to see that you're a pastor.
As well, they will know. By your attitude, your character, they will see it. So that day, it's good afternoon, sir. Good day, sir. How are you, sir? Amen. So this is no wonder. Who those posts? We know normal posts. Who those people, who those words, who the deep, man, I can connect it.
Amen. Somebody in here was a pastor one day, they prophesy. He said, are you a prophetic pastor? Oh, those pastors that don't have power, what kind of nonsense is that?
That's a stupid talk. The power of God is in the word of God.
Amen. Next round up, please. Okay, you see that, right? So, where are we? So you mustn't use positions to your privilege, as a privilege, no. I mean, you must use positions as privilege. Not how to treat positions.
Amen. I'm telling you this. This material work that discussing us, you treat position, you treat natural things also.
Natural things must be treated as privilege. You have a car, it's a privilege. You have a house, treat it as a privilege. Okay, you hearing me? As a privilege. Hallelujah. A believer must never be boastful of natural things. So, I guess I will not be able to round this up, but I will just say these few things. Right? A believer, therefore, must have control. Control is important in possessions, whatever position rather you find yourself. Hallelujah. And whatever position, control. In 1 Timothy 6:17,
Paul told Timothy to warn them that are rich in this world. Rich in this world means they are rich in material possession, and they should not be high-minded. Is that? So you must learn control in whatever positions you are. Learn control. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Never treat any advantage as a right. Treat any advantage you have over people, over things as temporal. See it as temporal. If you see it as temporal, it will change the whole lot. Hallelujah. To change the whole lot. Glory to God. What are you hearing me? Glory to God. Paul in 1 Corinthians 7 verse 39, 31 said they pass away. They pass away. That's the word parago. They are going away. They are going away. A believer shouldn't treat, run after things that is in vogue.
don't run over things that are in vogue all the time. Run over things that are in vogue. You should learn to treat things, gadgets, possessions with caution. Treat it with caution. Don't abuse it. Don't misuse it. Don't misuse power. Don't misuse. The way the world teaches power is for you to. The world teaches power in such a way that you would teach power to use it to oppress people, but no, not for you. You don't use positions to oppress. Amen. The pepe dead gun. Or show them pepe. Ah! Yeah, wagara. Pepe dead. Ah! Pepe dead. Mona lepe. Ah! Show them! Ah! Yeah! How we do wrong things here? No. Invoke, please invoke. Some people bought when you don't, if you have lived in this world, you know that for the few days you stayed in this world, you see that things pass away. There was a time Peugeot was in vogue. Everyone was buying Peugeot. But today, who drives it? You drive it away. There was a time this car was the car to ride. The engine was at the back. the trunk was in front. Today I'm driving B2K and the engine at the back. Is that down for? Come on. Amen. Things change. They pass away. Hallelujah. Amen. They make you the leader in the office. There was a leader there before you. You're not the first. Therefore you will not be the last. Glory to God. So please change. People change. Amen. People change. A very good example as we go will be our little football team. We were the Atletico Madrid. Just to pass it across, there was a time that in Atletico Madrid, the current manager was a player there, Simeone. And it was a player with Fernand Torres. And Fernando Torres was the captain. Was the captain of Diego Simeone. But as time happened, Diego Simeone retired and became the manager of the man that used to be captain. You know what that means? Position will always change. Things will always change. Hallelujah. It's always changing. Today, one man can be at your mercy. Doesn't mean you will not be at his mercy tomorrow. So learn to always have that in your mind when you treat people. Don't treat people badly. Don't say because you now ride a Mercedes-Benz, everybody around you, because you are now using iPhone 14, everybody that is using Android is. No. You are allowing the fool to have it. Only Jesus has got my attention. That's what you say. Only Jesus has got my attention. Positions, material things, this world doesn't have my attention. Jesus alone has got my attention. As we get into this week, and the week, and the months into the end of the year, and the decades and decades to come, you say that always. Jesus alone has my attention. Hallelujah. Jesus alone has got my attention. Money doesn't have me. Money can own me. Possessions can own me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Possessions can own me. Positions can own me. Material things can own me. This world can't own me. Jesus alone has got my attention. Let's thank the Lord. Let's be on our feet as we thank the Lord.